Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What's up, party people? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
We have conquered Monday. It's done. It's in the trash can. We're on to better things. Now, later in the show, we're dishing with Halle Berry and all the stars of the number one movie in America, Kingsman 2.
Okay.
Plus, is Wendy Williams' husband cheating on her?
Oh, no, you're lying.
We don't want to do that.
Gotta tell you about it. And you get a second chance at winning $500 on Porsche's pop quiz.
Got you, honey.
But first, the woman in the middle of Kevin Hart's extortion scandal, or sextortion scandal, should we say, she's spilling the details of the dirty affair.
Oh. I'm so sick of her.
Me
like,
too.
Shut up.
Well, don't we need to hear her side?
Don't nobody want to hear what she got to say. Like, leave these people alone. Mm-hmm. You're just causing trouble at this
point. Well, Kevin ain't talking. What'd she say?
Well, here's what she told the Daily Mail. Montia Sabag says she and Kevin flew to Las Vegas on a private jet with a group of mutual friends for a whirlwind three-day weekend. Now, she says that they had sex three times that weekend and claims that it was recorded during the day when Kevin was sober, not drunk.
Oh.
So Kevin was sober. Was she sober?
Probably not.
She probably wasn't.
Now, Montia also says that she had no idea that Kevin was married, nor did she know that his wife was pregnant, but admits that a friend told her on the second day of the trip, which didn't faze her at the time, nor stop her from hooking up with him.
Girl, bye. Okay.
She from Montezuma?
Exactly.
But she probably didn't know he was married.
How can you not know he was married? He's Kevin Hart, the biggest comedian on earth right now, and his wedding was highly publicized.
And, like, his, like, relationship and marriage is kind of like the centerpiece of his comedy.
Yeah.
But she probably don't read. She mean, everybody's not a reader. Everybody don't have TVs. Y'all think about it. Now,
she got Instagram.
Well,
and he on every blog.
She sure be on it.
Sex drives you crazy. Sex makes you lose your mind sometimes. You gotta remember that, too.
Well, here's the thing. Montia says that she and Kevin had an instant connection.
Oh.
And they had a lot of fun together, but claims she didn't know that there was a sex tape until she received a call from a lawyer.
Oh. She is such a liar. Yeah. I can already tell. There's too many holes in this girl's
She's
story.
She's so not credible.
Mm-mm. You know, sometimes, like, people got, like, you know, liar's bone structure. Like, you know, like, when she did that, like, press conference, I was just like, yeah, she got liar's cheeks.
The jawline. The strong jawline. Mm-hmm. It's shaped like an L.
All right, y'all. It's time to welcome our beautiful host in the City of Angels. Hi, Heidi. Hi, Frank.
Hey, Atlanta.
Hey, y'all.
Well, baby, honey, the tea is about Miss Wendy Williams and her husband. It is so hot, it's scalded all of America.
What happened?
Now, it's being reported, y'all, that Wendy Williams' husband of 20 beautiful years, Mr. Kevin Hunter, is leading a double life by having a long-term secret affair with a 32-year-old massage therapist.
Yeah, ooh. I thought this was a little weird.
Uh-huh, for sure. It was weird, child. Now, it was also reported, y'all, that the affair had been going on for more than 10 years, y'all, more than a decade, and that Kevin has been splitting his time between the New Jersey home he shares with Wendy and a secluded $765,000 suburban home that he bought for his alleged mistress just 9 miles down the road.
How do you do that for 10 years? I mean, Wendy Williams is she seems to be an observant woman. How do you not know that your husband...
Because Wendy Williams is busy. She's successful. She's busy. Yeah. She's always working.
Yeah, but busy is one thing. But Wendy always talks about she goes to her local grocery store, the closest nail shop, and if they're saying this woman only lived 9 miles away, no way you ain't ran into Wendy.
Well, Ms. Wendy responded to the story on today's show, and she said this.
You can believe what you want, but... I stand by my guy. We commuted this morning. The paparazzi was outside catching me in the cutest negligee. Anyway, all is well in Hunterville. Don't believe the hype. And if there was hype, believe me, you. I would let you know.
Well, Wendy is letting y'all know, first and foremost, honey, she was caught in a negligee. Okay?
Is that a black negligee?
That is for black people, honey. And she was in it with her man this morning, honey.
Yes.
And that let you know she not only is not mad at him, but she gave him some this morning.
Hello?
And I'm a little guilty of this as well. The voice got real high at the end. So, you know what I mean? Like, if you ask me something and I'm lying, I might go, So that high voice is a little suspicious.
And I get real low when I'm lying.
You tell a low voice lie?
I tell a low voice lie.
Well, like, give us an example.
I haven't had sex in a year.
You sound like a man.
You sound like serious Oprah.
Right?
Yeah, that's like the color purple Porsche right there. I haven't had sex in a year, Hoppo.
I told Hoppo to me.
Oh, hey. Really?
My bad. I didn't know where the line was. Now I know. It's fine.
Big congratulations are in order to Cardi B, whose hit record, Bodak Yellow, is now the number one song in the country.
Yes, honey.
Yo, Cardi B beat out Taylor Swift's Look at What You Made Me Do on the Billboard Hot 100 this week, and it makes Cardi B the first female rapper to top the charts since Lauryn Hill did it back in 1998.
That's right, Queen. Let me tell you.
That is everything.
I'm so proud of her.
Me too.
She got a song you can't get away from.
You can't get away from
it.
I love it.
It's a girly song, but even guys be singing it.
So you be in your car talking about Bloody Moves, head crack.
Yeah, I dip it in out. So Cardi B celebrated this milestone achievement at a surprise party hosted by Atlantic Records in New York yesterday, and here with some of us champagne toast and reactions.
Yeah, bitch, I hit number one with that. Yeah, you, oh my God. You know what, I never really saw that I was gonna hit number one, but once like I was that close, I was like, oh my God, I gotta do it. And for me to know that, like, damn, today I make history, bitch.
Something tells me that was not her first glass of champagne. She's been drinking since she got in the top 10. She's like, gotta do it.
Okay.
Well, it looks like Harry Styles is officially off the market. There were rumors since July. Now, guys, get ready to get jealous. Rumors since July that Harry Styles was dating a Victoria's Secret model named Camille Rowe. She's one of the angels. And I guess now the rumor seems to be true because they were spotted out at Greenblatt's Deli here in Los Angeles with what appears to be Harry holding her purse and her wearing Harry's sweater. So that may be a sign of, wow, things are really serious.
Yeah, you know what this is a sign of?
What?
Some bad damn fashion. That bag is horrible, bitch.
Gary, well, maybe not Gary. Frank and Headcrack, do you mind carrying a lady's purse?
Oh, yeah.
I walked to the market with Gary, and Gary did not want to hold my purse. I was like, just hold it for like 2 seconds. He's like, no, bitch, I ain't holding your purse.
I didn't want to hold Portia's purse because I didn't want people to think we were together. So I didn't want, you know.
I don't think that's what they would have thought.
And it did not match your shoes, Gary.
Thank you, it did not.
Alright guys, so yesterday I asked if Ciara's photo of expensive presents for baby Future got 265,278 likes on Instagram in just 3 days, well, how many times did Future Senior curse at every single like and stab at his phone to refresh each day? The answer is C, 88,426 times of anger, honey. Now to the important part, who is getting that $500? It's Janice Bell of New York. Congrats, and thank you for watching. Now tune in later when I give today's Portia Pop Quiz.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What up?
Now, Kingsman 2, The Golden Circle opened over the weekend, and it's the number one flick, and you want to know why?
Why?
Because it was great. God, this nation BFF, Andrew Freund, sat down with the cast, and here's what they had to say about the fun they had.
Okay.
How would you say this one ups the ante from the last film?
Well, if you establish the organization of heroes and say this is what this whole thing is about, and they're going to save the world, and then you just obliterate them completely, I would say that you've raised the stakes.
Today marks the beginning of a new age. Wait, I'm gonna show you. Say goodbye to the Kingsmen.
Cry. kind of got a bit of a save the world situation here.
Welcome to Statesman.
As your American cousins, we'll be working side by side.
Let's get started.
Hi, Julianne Moore.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well, how are you?
A little bit scared of you after seeing this.
Oh, no. I'm toothless, as they say.
How scared of you of Julianne Moore?
In real life, not at all. She's so lovely.
She is lovely.
But,
I feel like she'll cut a bitch, though.
You feel like she'll cut a bitch?
Yes.
Wow.
100%.
I quite like that phrase. She's absolutely lovely, and it was really exciting to get to work with her. I'm a huge fan of her work. So really nice. But in the movie, she's terrifying.
Yeah, I feel like we're all gentlemen here, right?
Yeah, you look like you're
out doing
Kingsman.
Everybody in the room.
I mean, I'm trying.
You're double-breasted. Yeah. Look at you.
But what are your tips on being a gentleman in these modern times? Would you guys say?
Kindness, huh? Kindness is
the straight answer. Yeah, it's just decent. Being decent.
Being a Kingsman gentleman is probably about having, you know, a gun and never getting your hair out of place and, you know, all of that sort of stuff.
A lot of hairspray?
Walking with so much hairspray flying around the Kingsman set.
Yeah.
Mainly for Mark Strong, which is really weird.
What about your pet peeves? Men are pet peeves, would you guys say?
I'll tell you one. I don't know if this comes under the category of manners or not, but I know this annoys me, but I swear if you ask anybody, it annoys everybody in the world. In other words, cheer up. Because what the hell is that ever going to do to help?
Yeah.
If people don't look each other in the eye, I don't like people who are like this. You know, I think that's rude.
Okay, one of my pet peeves are when people say my name wrong. I have been called Holly Berry.
Holly?
My whole life, and it's just not it.
Who
just,
says
it's
Holly?
Holly. A lot of people, I say Holly Berry.
U.S. American people?
Oh. Yes. Yes. And I often say, no, it's Hallie. That's what I said, Hallie. I said, no, it's Hallie. That's what I said, Hallie. I said, no, it's Hallie. Like Sally. That's what I said, Holly. Like,
I want to do a little rapid fire with you guys.
So that's the wrong day for that.
I'm going to say something, and then you two both say the answer that pops in your head at the same time. Better to shoot an action scene or a romantic scene?
Romantic scene.
Action.
Action.
Romantic.
Action scenes. I can't stand romantic scenes with anyone. Doesn't matter how attractive and lovely they are. There's something about an on-screen kiss that I find very intrusive.
Okay.
Weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the first time I've ever said that. I probably shouldn't have said that, but there we are. Never mind.
That's not good. Better to be rich or beautiful?
Beautiful.
Beautiful, yeah.
Beautiful.
We agree.
Very good.
Yeah. Is that the first one we've hit the same?
Yeah. Probably rich. Because you can share rich with your family. You can't share beauty.
I just want to be happy. Both of those.
Now, this next one is dedicated to my good friend, Gary. Now, we all know Gary as the fashionista he is, right? Well, something you may or may not know about Gary is that he's a visionary with the grand dream. He wants to single-handedly corner the market on men's Speedos. I know, right? So, baby, here we go. Try this math out. Gary opens up his boudoir and is taking inventory of his Speedo collection. He discovers he has 37 tiny man bikinis. If 8 are red, 4 are pure white, 8 are purple passion, and the rest have fabulous animal print. Knowing all that, how many sexy animal prints does Gary have lurking in the jungle, aka his closet? Is the answer A, 8, B, 81, C, 27, or D, 17? To enter, head over to Dish Nation app to take the Porsche's Pop Quiz. If you don't have the app, you can download it on iTunes or Google Play. And for extra credit, you can also enter on DishNation.com.
Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation, and we have a Dish Nation exclusive for you. Now, yesterday, we showed pictures of Kanye West looking a little, let's say, fuller figured. And now, Dish Nation is exclusively learning that he has simply been taking it easy and relaxing his mind. So taking it easy, keeping normal hours, not thinking so much about himself or dieting or anything like that, just relaxing, and he put on some weight. But here's what we're hearing. Because of that, he's been inspired and now wants to do a clothing line for triple XL people that is also fashionable, because he says, you know what? The fashion industry has embraced fuller figured women and making like bigger clothes still really fashionable and sexy and all that stuff. And he said that guys don't have the same thing. So he wants to be the person, and he's been inspired by his own weight gain that, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do a triple XL line.
Because he's gained some weight, but he still likes clothes, but
right.
He can't find any to fit him. I mean, so, you go to big and tall.
Yeah, but that's not really fashionable.
This
that's
is the same old stuff.
It's the same old boring stuff. So Kanye West is saying, listen, there's obviously a hole in the market, and I am going to put my name on it.
I think bigger guys have a hard time being fashionable. We feel like we stand out enough. We don't want to have, you know, hey, look at me in my clothes. You know what I mean?
Well, women feel the same way, but they do make you feel better if you're like, well, at least it's
we want to wear like camouflage. So you think we're just decorative bushes standing outside.
Wow, that's a big bush.
Like, my God, that thing needs to be trimmed. Get the hedge clippers on that. And you're like, I'm sorry.
So I looked at these pictures of Kanye West, and yes, he is fuller figure, but I don't see him as like a triple XL. You know what I mean? Like, do you see him as that much bigger than he was
before? Well, you can
before.
Barely see that SUV behind him. So, yes, I'm thinking he's about triple XL. He's dressed in the same color scheme as the SUV. See how we try to camouflage ourselves with big things? You get to how big we are.
Guess what, y'all?
What up?
Yeah.
What?
You get a deal. You get a deal. You get a deal. Oh. The Bliss and Grace Kabuki Makeup Brush Set is the answer to all of your beauty woes. And head crack, you can just give it to your wife.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. The paint?
Yeah, well, her face. This premium quality Kabuki set includes 15 top used brush sizes and styles for eyes, cheeks, face, lips, and everything fabulous. The brushes are made out of comfortable wooden handles with laser-cut microfiber bristles and are ergonomically designed to fit perfectly in your hands and ensure flawless application.
Yes, honey, flawless.
Flawless.
Well, this makeup brush set usually retails for $60, but for our Dish Nation viewers, you can get it for as low as $19.
Ooh, what?
$19. Now that's insane, okay? Just head over to morningsave.com and aim for perfection.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Here's your happy ending. T.I. and Tiny, who knows what's going on with those people? Are they together? Are they divorced? I mean, what the hell? But anyway, Tiny went on Wendy Williams last week, and when Wendy tried to get down to the bottom of it, she said, I'm still married. This doesn't imply that my divorce is off. It states that we're trying to figure it out one day at a time. Well, yesterday was a big day for T.I. because it was his birthday.
Right.
So Tiny put up this billboard right here in Atlanta, and it said, King of the South. Happy birthday tip from the one who loves and adores you the most, Miss H.
Now that's doing it big. That's
okay.
What I'm talking about. That's cute.
That's love, honey. Your husband's the king of the South.
And the king of her world.
Yeah, hello, Mrs. H.
Honey.
Thank you.
Understand and recognize everybody.
And to put it in such a notable area, because when you got anything on Camp Creek, that's like, you know, towards the airport,
oh,
away
yes.
from the airport.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people going to see that.
So do y'all think they're going to ride it out? Y'all think this
yes.
is a clear sign?
I think they've been together for a very long time, and they are strong in their relationship, regardless to what happens. It ain't nobody's business. They're going to tell y'all or us what they want us to know.
We'll see it on the show.
And they're going to keep it moving. See?
T.I. and Tiny, the family hustled us. The show is over, but make sure you go to morningsave.com to catch today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.